during a law enforcement and criminal justice interim meeting regarding rape kit processing amendments last week, Representative Jennifer Selig pushed for additional processing of what Democrats deem backlogged rape kits. Senator Daniel Thatcher questioned the wisdom of the proposed resource allocation. Thatcher, who acts as the executive office's and criminal justice's appropriations chair, has received heat from Peter Caroon and others on the left who claim he doesn't get it. They say all sexual assault kits have evidentiary value. Caroon issued a statement shortly following the presentation of the amendments that states the legislature's job is not to prioritize these cases and these victims. All sexual assault kits have evidentiary value because all sexual assault victims have value. In this modern age of DNA testing and crime evidence, Utahns deserve more and better representation. Thatcher says he gets it, more than many, being a victim of sexual abuse himself and a strong advocate for the cause. He says there is no backlog.
A backlog means that kits are being sent and are sitting on the shelf. All of the kits that are sent are being processed. What is being called a backlog are kits that law enforcement says we don't need. If there's a case where the perpetrator is already dead, typically they don't process that kit. If there's a case where the person is already in the system, well, why would we spend $1,200 to process that kit if the person is already in the system?
Selig says the additional processing would allow processors to go back and take a look and see if something was missed, saying some evidence may have slipped through the cracks. Many Democrats claim this additional focus in processing would be important for tying cases together, saying many rape victims are still waiting for resolution to their cases. Thatcher says these measures are unnecessary and would be a misuse of funds, which he believes could be used elsewhere to better help victims of abuse. Thatcher says there are no individuals waiting for resolution from these kits, but claims all cases brought forward by law enforcement for processing have been seen to. He says comments from the left are cheap political shots using an emotional issue to gain political clout on an election year, instead of focusing on abuse victims and proper allocation of resources. Thatcher says Caroon knows the additional processing is not necessary and has confided in him privately that he only supports the measure for political reasons.
He cares more about elections than he cares about people. And I know that's a very harsh criticism to level, but frankly, there's no other explanation. The real disappointment is he knew it was a lie, he put it forward anyway, and yet, because Democrats are such a minority in Utah, even the good ones, even my friends, people that cried on my shoulder when they heard my story and said, I'm so sorry, you're not the only one. When I called that legislator and asked her to stand up and defend me, her response was, well, you know I can't do that. Peter's a friend. Do you know what? I don't care if he's your friend or not. If my friend told a lie that dirty about you, I might sock him in the face. And that's if I like the guy.
Thatcher says the people being hurt by this politicized situation are the victims of abuse. He says next time a discussion about how to best deal with sexual assault is brought up, people will be more afraid to open up about the subject and discuss decisions because of this experience.
People are afraid to talk about sexual assault because they're afraid that some opportunistic scumbag is going to lie about what they said. Why would they face that? Why wouldn't they just stick their head in the sand and ignore it? Because then they can't be attacked.
Attempts to contact Caroon were not immediately returned. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.